I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. The National Weather Service predicts it's going to be a hotter than normal summer. While the heat might be hard on some people, if you're a melon grower, you'll love it. When planting melons, lay black plastic down on raised beds to heat the soil and keep the weeds away. Plant through holes in the plastic and keep the vines well watered. Add a balanced organic fertilizer monthly. If you're short on space, try training the melons up a fence and supporting the fruits with nylons. While the king of melons is a cantaloupe, try some specialty melons with different flavors and shapes. The honeydew melon has tan skin and pale green or white flesh. Unlike cantaloupes, it doesn't continue to ripen after picking, so wait until this baby is fully ripe to harvest. Give it a good sniff test to make sure it's mature. If you want a melon flavor between cantaloupe and honeydew, try the Gallia melon. It looks like a cantaloupe on the outside, but has a pale green flesh on the inside. Crenshaw melons have a pale green skin and a salmon pink colored flesh that's sweet and slightly spicy. It's a long season melon, so protect it from late season frosts. Charente melons hail from France. They look like a cantaloupe, but on the inside, the orange flesh has a sweet, almost tropical flavor with a strong aroma. Eat this one quickly since it doesn't last long, even in the refrigerator. For watermelons, try yellow or orange-fleshed seedless hybrids, or grow an heirloom like Moon and Stars. This large melon has bright yellow moons and stars on the dark green skin. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about Centaurea. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.